Okay. The City of Lapine meeting will come to order this Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017, at exactly 5:30. Let's have roll call of the Budget Committee first, and then we'll do the council.
Stu Martinez, Lapine City Council.
Connie Breeze, City Council.
Frank Schultz, Budget Committee.
Kathy Egan, Budget Committee.
Kitty Shields, Budget Committee.
John Cameron, Budget Committee.
Karen Warwick, Council.
Don Grider, Council.
And Dennis Scott, Mayor. We're lacking
Brian Earls.
And he'll be here shortly,
hopefully.
We'll start without him. We have a quorum. Pledge of Allegiance. Don, how about you leading us on that?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation.
You approving it and passing it on to council for adoption. So the first funder, Melvin with the Rodeo Association, is not able to join us tonight, but I'm going to dial him in and we're going to hear from him on the Lapine Rodeo funding request. Pardon my reach. Mm-hmm.
Pay the phone bill?
Yeah, I'm making it do all kinds of things here.
That's what we forgot in the budget.
I knew it.
I don't need to dial a warning, do I?
Do we have a rodeo requested?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really important to the car show because it's usually in June, and sometimes to get out of the weather, out of that heat for the car show, our participants enjoy going into that senior center and stuff. So anything we can do to help protect that heat pump and the equipment that they've got there, we would like to try to do that. So, but that's what we've got. We're asking for is $2,000.
All right. Anyone
have any questions?
I'm just curious how many people attend.
You know, last year we had 100 cars, 100 participants, which is for that little area, that's a good showing for us. As we've got people coming through all day, I want to say maybe 500-600 people come in and out of that during the whole day, and that's, I think, a pretty good estimate. So we're bringing in a pretty good number of people.
Is it one day or two?
It's one day. You know, next year, this is our 19th, and the other thing that we'll probably come back to you next year is going to be our 20th. We parked our cars there and not the participant cars. But if we can finally get that leveled out and gravelled.
And on the written request, you had 1,500, but you're wanting 2,000.
Well, last year was 1,500.
Okay.
This year it's 2,000, and we're hoping that to go towards the senior center project too. If we would like to help them out with that.
That's the gravel.
The gravel, and also help with the materials on the building that they're going to put over the heat pump.
Oh, the heat pump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this year they had a lot of trouble keeping the snow and ice, and this was a bad year for the heat pump and stuff. So they're trying to, maybe in case we have another bad year this winter, maybe prevent any damage to those heat pumps.
Don, anything?
I think that she underestimated how many people were there. I think that there was probably at least 1,000 people there, because any time I went by there, and I went there several times, the place was packed.
Yeah.
The only time that it started to slow up was when it really got hot in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But all morning until after.
Support group, man, the sisters, we do all the work and they get to prep.
It's a guy.
Until 2 years ago, all of them went to Bend for all of the events for Veterans Day. And so 2 years ago, we started a parade and a chili feed for all of our local veterans. We have between 800 and 900 in Lapine. We do the parade. Then after the parade, we do a chili feed where we feed chili to all of the community, but we feed between 300 and 400 last year veterans free dinner that day. We have a big veterans wall, and we just make it a special day for our veterans. The American Legion has about 740 members. The Band of Brothers has 240-some, I think, and we have the VFW, or eight, Korean vets, so. Mm-hmm. And we're losing them very fast. But for a community this size to have 14 still World War II is really unusual.
Yeah.
Stu?
But I think we should be proud of our veterans.
Absolutely.
Well, my only question is, why so little? Did you figure out how much it costs for you to put on the chili feed?
It costs a lot.
To be a little more specific.
What happened is I talked to Kim, the ex-mayor, and I said, how much should I ask for? And he said, $250. So that's why we did that.
That's a good question. I mean, is there a certain limit or is there not a limit?
Connie? My question was, how much did the event cost, really?
We spent about $4,200 altogether. Okay. And we sold tickets on a hand-quilted quilt, made lots of money on that. We sold bracelets, and we just begged, borrowed, and steal.
Don't steal.
Yeah. Oh, it came out of my husband's car.
So you stole, specifically.
That's we don't woman. Go on vacations, and you're so passionate about whatever happens after.
That's just simple borrowing.
That's awesome.
Put an IOU in this husband's pocket.
Go check that ex-mayor's pockets, too.
Kay, have you checked with the chamber? Will you approach them also?
Oh, yes. I worked with the chamber both years. And Books and Boxes gave us a deal because we have 8x10s of all of our vendors when we've approached as far as, as clubs and stuff like that. So. But I will be there on the 11th.
Okay. Yeah, would be.
Would be good to see a breakdown of your costs for each event and what other clubs you can touch for future requests.
Sure.
That really does help a lot in making the determination. So.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hope your meeting goes good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
I got to catch another meeting.
Thank you very much.
Go enjoy the weather.
All right. Yeah. Corey, can we get the rodeo?
Let's try again. Let's try again.
Injured myself as well, so you should answer.
How long ago?
I don't want to call the wrong number. Someone goes, hello? It's Lapine Budget Committee. How's your evening? What? County.
Yeah. It's through Deschutes County?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was through the city. So in that case, then just disregard that other $2,500 because I thought that was through the city. So.
Okay.
To shed a little light on that, Melvin, just real quick. I remember meeting with, I think you were there, Candy was there, and then Randy Scheid, who's the Deschutes County building official. We met out at the rodeo announcer stand, and that was constructed without a proper building permit. And so we've been working, the city's been helping to try to facilitate and get everybody together on how to remedy that without too much of a cost burden, but also making sure that it's safe and properly permitted.
Correct.
So that's been the process. That's probably, it's been at least a year long, if not a couple year long process.
Right.
We also, go ahead, Melvin.
We put over $6,000 into that last year to try and remedy that situation.
Here, our new administrative assistant. Welcome, all of you. First She's most recently joining us from the state capitol over in Salem, and this is her second day. And so I appreciate her being here, obviously, and getting an opportunity to learn about the budget. And you want to say a couple words?
Say something, please.
I'm excited to be here. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to have gotten a job, and I'm excited to hear more about having my first meeting and how it goes.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Welcome. Election of a chairperson. Okay, this is normally it's the city manager.
Well, you were the budget chairman last year.
Okay. But it's usually a non-council member, from what I understand. Correct.
Right. Yeah. Correct. It
can be a council member that does not have to be. Okay. It's perfectly fine to have to be a councilor.
Well, do we have